Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Here's the deal. There is work going on our tower. If you're having problems listening, I've been told the stream is okay. So remember all those times I've said you're going to want the Audacy app for your mobile device?
Yes. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hopefully you have uploaded the Audacy app to your mobile device, because there I am told there are no problems with our signal. It apparently is some work going on our tower. So stream through the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, search up 971 The Ticket. Stream through our website, 971theticket.com. Stream through Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket. And same thing with YouTube. But if you are having problems with our signal, that's why we have the app. Well, it's not why we have the app. We also have the app. And as they sort this out with what's going on at the tower, you can stream it for a clear, crystal clear signal. It's what I'm told. So we apologize for any inconvenience. And please take advantage of the streaming services that we do have. Sound good?
Sounds great, Doug.
Yes.
Speaking of great.
Let's hear something great.
Congratulations to Jared Goff. Lions quarterback has been named the player of the week in the NFL. For the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, 334 yards passing in the game against the Bears, 5 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 156. He completed 82.1% of his passes. And according to Eric Woodyard, this is the 7th career Player of the Week award for Jared Goff, but his 4th with the Lions. So he's got more with the Lions than he did with the Rams. So nice job and congratulations to Jared Goff for being the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Well, we'll hear later some of the best of what Jared Goff had to tell us. There have been all kinds of difficulties today, but including Jared's phone, but that we pulled some sound bites from that and we'll replay the best of what he had to tell us. In the meantime, Dan Campbell on the morning show. So big topic of conversation last week, and we dealt with it. The offense is irreparably broken without Frank Ragnow. Two young guards can't get it done. Glasgow is not going to get it done. And what happened in week two? Well, Jared told us earlier it's the cleanest pocket he's ever had, and they obviously ran the ball, and they ran it behind the interior of the offensive line. It was way better. Dan Campbell was asked about that. Here's what he had to say about the interior of the offensive line. You know, Scott, it's not a shocker that when you have a new offensive coordinator and really a reshuffled interior offensive line, it shouldn't be a shocker that they weren't a well-oiled machine or a finished product in week one. I think what's probably shocking is that they look that bad in week one and then that good in week two. Like the difference between the two is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive from one week to the next. And you always hear, hey, most of the growth happens in week one to week two. But, and that's why I think that it's one of these things where when everybody's on the same page after the game, after the loss, and they all say the same thing, it was communication problems. It was communication problems. We can fix that. It wasn't a talent issue. It was an issue with knowing where you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to block. They figured it out. And they worked on it hard last week. They got it straightened out. It helps even more that you're at Ford Field and it's quiet for the offense to call things out and they can easily hear it. but you still have to execute. And boy, do they execute. They were amazing in the game. Will that carry on into the game at Baltimore on Monday night? I don't know. I don't expect them to score 50 points. But if they score, let's say they put over 30 on Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
then I feel really confident that the offense has worked out its bugs and that they can continue to be leading the NFL in offensive category.
I think everybody can understand that practice is different from the games. Everybody can understand that sure. it's a completely different animal. So part of that is you coach them up and you try and prepare a team in every way possible. But the reality is you don't know what your guys are going to struggle with until you see it, right? So there's an element of they got to get out there and play a game, see what gives them a problem, see what doesn't. The same thing kind of applies to Michigan and a true freshman quarterback we've talked about. But once you know, okay, we got to address this, we got to address A, B, C, and D. And I mean, the big thing is clearly they keep saying communication. And like we said after week one, the Lions do not have a play in the playbook where two offensive linemen are expected to run into one another.
Right.
Or leave a defensive tackle unblocked in the middle of the offensive line.
Those are in the back of the playbook.
The rarely used plays.
Yeah, well, maybe this one doesn't work so well.
All right, next up. How big was that just for John Morton? Everybody knows who was on the other sideline. Everybody knows who he's going to get compared to. Here's what Dan Campbell said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
It was reassuring for sure to see they could still put up 50-plus points. They did it twice last year. They put up 52, both against teams that weren't like stellar. Jacksonville and Tennessee got it, yep, and neither are the Bears. But if you're comparing apples to apples, Ben Johnson's teams put up 52 against less than great teams. Now John Morton's put up 52 against less than great teams. And maybe it would have been different if they played one of those teams in week two, but the Lions has scored in the 360 minutes, not the overtime against the Rams. They scored 56 points their first 3 weeks of last season. They scored 52 in week two against the Bears. So they still seem to have some sort of accelerant in the offense, something that makes them look like they're on fire.
Yeah, look, I'm not worried about the offense moving forward. The defensive side of the ball, I think that's where my focus is on this week with Baltimore because of what they have offensively. Lamar Jackson is dynamic, both running the football and throwing the football. He threw four touchdowns on Sunday. The guy can go for 100 yards on the ground like that. And they've got Derrick Henry, who is just an absolute beast. He's known for having 200-yard rushing games. You know, the Ravens continue; they always lead the league in rushing the NFL because of having guys like that. When you have a dynamic duo like that, you're going to get close to 200 yards a game, regardless if one guy does it or if it's a combination. It's a scary prospect to go in and try to stop that. But I think that's where my concern is. How do they stop this offense? Because it's not just Derrick Henry and it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now you got Zay Flowers and you got other guys to worry about, the tight ends to worry about. It's a pretty well-balanced team that has gotten better over the years with wide receivers.
What about Isaac Tesla? What does Dan Campbell think of the rookie with his two spectacular catches and two targets? Hear what he had to say coming up today at 12:32 on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.